Free Talk Live. You can take control of the phones. Toll free 1-800-259-9231. Bring up anything. Whatever issues on your mind, you can take control. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
Coming up this hour, we've got news about, well, one state in particular has decided they're going to name Christianity, well, not officially the state religion, but darn close.
The one we really like a lot.
Right. We'll give you the details on that. Plus, the LAPD robbery squad will clue you in on what those guys have been up to. But let's go first to Torgo. Torgo, you got something about a particular congressperson who's been sentenced to a bit of prison.
Yeah, former Representative Randy Duke Cunningham, who collected $2.4 million in homes, yachts, antique furnishings, and other bribes on a scale unparalleled in the history of Congress.
And how much money was that?
$2.4 million.
Okay.
Yeah. That was lame. Good God. He was sentenced Friday to 8 years and 4 months in prison, the longest term meted out to a congressman in decades.
Wow.
Yeah, finally this type of thing is starting to happen.
It needs to happen more often.
Cunningham, who resigned from Congress in disgrace last year, was spared the 10-year maximum, by not a whole lot, though.
Yeah.
let's see. But he was immediately taken into custody. He was also ordered to pay $1.8 million in restitution and forfeit $1.85 million in valuables that he received.
Wow. Okay.
So, 8 years in prison, and they took away all the stuff that he got in his bribes.
Oh, that's good.
So that's nice. Apparently,
what was he being bribed to do? I have not been paying any attention to this.
Well, he accepted money and gifts, including a Rolls Royce and $40,000 Persian rugs from defense contractors and others in exchange for steering government contracts their way.
Uh-huh.
Yep, so it was kind of the whole, well, we'll make sure you get the contract here. My, that's a nice rug. You know, it's just, it's ridiculous. I mean, you know this type of thing is going on.
Yes.
You know there's underhanded dealings taking place.
This is how it works in D.C.
You know that there's corruption. Everybody's heard it. Everybody's heard the rumors about it. I'm just glad there's something going on that's bringing it to the forefront.
Sure.
I'm glad this guy got caught. I'm very glad this guy got
caught. Yeah, but I don't think much is going to come of this. I mean, it's going to be the one guy that they hold up to show that, look, we're tough on corruption here in D.C. We've got an eye open for this sort of thing, and we're not going to stand for it. And it's going to be another 20 years before somebody else gets in trouble for
it. I don't think so, because first it was Tom DeLay.
Yeah.
And now it's this guy.
DeLay's not in prison, is he?
DeLay's not in prison, but he...
He was disgraced, right?
He didn't go to prison, but it's kind of escalating on a scale, which is something that I like. I think this might actually be the beginning of a trend, which would make me happy.
I don't believe it.
Jailing of lawmakers
trend.
I do like that.
I'm not going to say, oh, good, they're finally doing something. Thank God they've got their heads on straight now. But you're starting to see people having to be responsible for their actions, and I'm hoping. I don't know that it's going to happen, but I'm hoping that this type of a thing will continue as time goes on.
I hope you're right, too, but I got to say I'm a little too cynical. I'm a bit too jaded to think that this is actually going to lead somewhere beyond just having this guy get in trouble. I mean, this has been going on forever. Over time, if you look back at history, there's always been some political hack that's gotten in trouble for corruption over the years. There's always somebody that they hold up every few years and they say, hey, look, we're going after him. Don't you worry.
Yeah,
we'll keep you safe.
It's not us. Yeah, but they've never gone to the point where they took the guy and the federal prosecutors pushed for the maximum sentence. And they were doing their best to try and get him put away for as long as possible. And taking into account that this guy has prostate cancer and will probably die in prison, they don't care. Usually because of the fact that he served his country and he's, you know, served the public good for so long, they'd go easy on him, especially if he has a terminal illness. He might do, you know, 18 months in a minimum security prison and then, have perfect medical care while he's in there and then get out and die quietly at home. But no, this guy's going away for 8 years and probably won't come out.
Do either of you know how the word got out about this guy? I mean, who ratted him out? Did somebody snitch?
It was something to do with this Abramoff thing. That's what I thought it was.
I see. In the case of snitches, I totally support snitching on corrupt politicians.
Well, I support snitching on anything that I think should be illegal, but those are crimes that hurt people.
You mean, like rape and murder. And
sure, I don't think that snitching is snitching when you're talking about
I'd like to see some sort of, I'd like to see some sort of group. I don't know if it's possible, but it'd be nice if somebody would form an advocacy group that actually somehow vetted the Congress people and kept their eyes on them and it looked at their tax returns and checked them out, essentially. Just kind of keep an eye on them, just to make sure that they're really doing what they're supposed to be doing and that they're not actually engaging in underhanded tactics and that sort of thing. I don't think that anybody's going to bother with that, but it's an idea. 1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to Alex in Ohio. Alex, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich. What's on your mind, sir?
I've got a pretty good stupid cop story that I want to read.
Oh, all right.
It's from the Associated Press. The title is Bike Ban Sticker Causes Bomb Scare. And it happened in Athens, Ohio.
I read this story. This is great.
It's pretty good. A sticker on a bicycle that said, This bike is a pipe bomb, caused a scare Thursday at Ohio University that shut down four buildings before authorities learned that the message was the name of a punk rock band, a university spokesman said. The sticker on the bike chained outside the university-owned Oasis restaurant near the center of campus attracted the attention of a police officer around 5:30 a.m., spokesman Jack Jeffrey said. Police blocked streets around the restaurant, and the Columbus Police Bomb Squad came from about 65 miles away.
Oh, my gosh.
The bomb experts hit the bike with a high-pressure spray of water, then pried it apart with a hydraulic device normally used to rescue accident victims trapped in cars.
Right. Yeah, they use the jaws of life on a bicycle.
Well, come on now. If this bike was, in fact, a pipe bomb, then you'd be the dumb officer who, this thing, I wonder if you're shaking if it goes off. No, I'm sorry. The guy had a sticker on his bike that said, this bike is a pipe bomb. He deserved to have his bike torn into pieces.
What are you talking about?
And what am I talking about? This bike was a pipe bomb.
Well, hey, man, first of all, who would have a sticker made, like printed, that says this bike is a pipe bomb? Then
maybe someone who's way too confident. Somebody who should have their bike torn apart. That's who.
It's outrageous to me.
If I walk into a bank and say I have a bomb in my coat, should you believe me or not?
It's totally different, Manwich.
Why is that so?
It's passive. It's just a sticker on a bicycle. It's not you threatening someone.
Well, if you walk by and then that bike goes off and kills somebody, are you responsible?
Oh, come on, Manwich.
No. The thing is who would ever have a sticker printed? You know, wouldn't you, like, handwrite it on the bike?
It is very strange.
No one would ever do that.
I would have to admit, but I think that the guy deserves to have a bike torn apart.
Alex, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Manwich, hello. It's his property. It's his personal, private property, that bicycle. It probably, if he's a bike rider, it's his only way of mode of transportation.
He forfeited it when he called it a weapon. Sorry.
All right, now, what if there was a band called I've Got a Gun, Empty the Vault, and you were wearing their T-shirt into a bank? Would that be okay, Ian?
Would it be all right if they perforated you, turned you into Swiss cheese?
Would it be okay if you were immediately under suspicion of attempting to rob the bank because you came into a bank with a T-shirt that said, I have a gun, empty the vault?
In that case, you're on private property, and there's probably some sort of...
The university where this bike was is not private property?
All right, fine.
No, it's probably not. It's probably partially publicly owned.
Oh, it's got to be because it's publicly owned.
Okay, fine. What about if you went to school at a state school and you were wearing the T-shirt from the band called I'm going to kill the next professor I see. So you're just wearing a T-shirt that says, I'm going to kill the next professor I see. Should the professors be okay to try and
defending
stop you?
This crap.
Can you let him finish what he's saying, please?
Should the professors be okay to try and maybe take some sort of action? Should they feel threatened?
No, that's silly. It's just a T-shirt. Give me a break. And this is just a bumper sticker on a bicycle.
You're nuts.
Demanding that they tear the bike apart. 800-259-9231. And you're a fascist. More coming back. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Take control of the air.
Is that the best you can do?
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from STEM Enhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting STEM Enhance. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance crew, and STEM Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cost for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as a distributor of Stem Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now. 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
You don't love me anymore. You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes. You neglect me, change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just gonna give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protected complete fuel system treatment. Protected unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Visit the listener map. Go to map.freetalklive.com. You'll see over 900 of our listeners have already gone there and added themselves to the Free Talk Live International Map of Listenership. It's simple. You just type in your location, add your name, photo of yourself if you like, even a phrase to go along with your entry, and you'll be plotted on the map at map.freetalklive.com. Plus, you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. And I would like to plug the First 1000 program, which I happen to be a huge fan of. It's part of the Free State Project. Just to recap, the Free State Project is a movement of 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to move to the same state. In this case, it's New Hampshire, and work to bring about a more free state. Now, there's no more specified than that. That you just go and you be an activist for liberty. And what does that mean? Well, whatever you want it to mean. You can be an activist in a variety of different ways. And you can focus on whatever issues that you want to, whether it be the war on drugs, homeschooling, or whatever it is your pet issues are. You go there and you work for liberty. It's a great idea. It's a great concept. That's why we're all members of the Free State Project. However, they've now sped things up a bit, because the old goal was to reach 20,000 members, and we're just above 7,000 at this point. To reach 20,000 members, and once that number is reached, then there's a 5-year window in which all 20,000 have to move. So it's a long-term project. However, there have been a number of people that have wanted to go sooner rather than later. That figure...
Many have.
You know, that figure, why wait? Let's go now. I mean, we're all going to end up going eventually, because I'm sure we're going to reach 20,000 at some point. Even if it's Free Talk Live that has to lead the charge to 20,000, we will get it done. And so at some point, we're going to get there. But why not go sooner rather than later? So that's the point of the first 1,000 program. The idea is to get 1,000 people sometime this year to all agree to move within the next 3 years, to move by the end of 2008. And I believe we're over 150 people now on the first 1,000. I actually haven't checked in a little while, but if you go to freestateproject.org, you can find a link to the first 1,000 and get more information on that. I think it's a great idea. That's why I've signed up for the first 1,000, and I believe you have as well.
I have.
Torgo, I'm not sure if you've yet done that.
Not yet.
All right. You're considering it, though.
I am thinking about it.
There's another hour left in the evening.
let me see here. I got some breaking news, which is unusual on this show. We don't normally break news too often, but it is good news. We talked about Steve Covey earlier tonight.
We need breaking news music.
It's really good, too. Yeah.
It is. It's really good.
You like this?
There we go. Breaking news from Free Talk Live.
All right.
Coming to you live from the information desk, Ian Bernard.
Thanks. We don't use my last name on the air. All right. So, Steve Covey, good news in regards to him. He's out of jail.
Really?
Yeah, this has been confirmed. Richard Cowan at MarijuanaNews.com has spoken with Steve since his release this afternoon. The alleged reason is jail overcrowding. And I'm sure that a lot of the attention that has been drawn to the Covey case had something to do with this.
Wow, all those phone calls really did make a difference.
Yeah, I think the lines were being overcrowded is what it was.
They were tired of people calling in and complaining about Mr. Covey, a 60-year-old man, about 60 years old, being held in prison over marijuana charges.
Yeah.
And he's a medical marijuana patient, in case you are just tuning in. He has adrenal cancer, which is a terrible, terrible disease, and the medical marijuana was helping keep that under control. Now he's back out. What remains to be seen at this point, and I'm not sure, apparently, let's see, this doesn't make it clear, but the question, of course, is going to be, well, can he use marijuana now that he's out of jail? And I would guess probably not.
Well, I'm sure he's not allowed to. But.
Yeah, they're probably going to test him for that. But I don't know. We'll find out for sure. I'm sure his wife will, release something official within the next few days, and we'll bring it to you as soon as we know anything else. But the good news is he's out of jail. As we reported earlier tonight, he'd lost 27 pounds in the 37 days that he had been in jail.
Has that been confirmed also?
Oh, that was definitely confirmed. That's why we reported on it. So he had lost quite a bit of weight, just wasting away in prison because he couldn't access the medicine that he needed, and because he couldn't get the food that he needed. They were trying to demand that they provide him with some healthy food because he has a very specific diet that he needs to get.
It's like bean curds and you know, Brussels sprouts and the stuff like that.
There's only so many things that apparently he can eat with the condition that he's in, and so they were just feeding him jail slop, basically.
Beans with ham in it.
So now he's back out. He can go back home. He hopefully can access some real marijuana. We'll see about that. But one thing's for sure, at least he can eat in the way that he needs to again, and at least he doesn't have to sleep in a cold jail cell anymore. As we had reported before, they had taken his blanket away from him. They weren't treating him very nicely in jail, and considering he was sick and everything. 800-259-9231, so that is all our toll-free number, and you can take control of the airwaves. Los Angeles! We talked about a corrupt politician earlier. Let's talk about some corrupt cops. In fact, some of the worst are in the LAPD. This from News24.com. 19 people, many of them former police officers or with police connections, have been charged with staging home robberies in Southern California in order to steal drugs, money, and weapons, according to prosecutors.
Holy crap.
Wow.
The defendants were charged.
A whole ring of them.
Yeah. It's a essentially, it's a robbery squad of cops.
And it's going to be very difficult to stop them.
Well, they were charged with committing more than 20 robberies and burglaries between 1999 and 2001 while posing as police officers, arriving in squad cars and wearing Los Angeles Police Department badges. Prosecutors said that they handcuffed, threatened, and assaulted their victims, and in one case, hit a man with a stun gun.
God.
They said that after the raids didn't yield the anticipated drugs, they just stole any items of value, sold them, and split the profits. The Los Angeles U.S. Attorney's Office said 6 defendants were indicted by a federal grand jury this week. The other 13 have been charged for the past 18 months with civil rights, narcotics, and weapons violations. The leader of the group was former LAPD officer Ruben Palomares, who was arrested with another member of the gang. Of the gang in San Diego back in 2001 on, of all things, cocaine trafficking charges. These are great guys.
God.
6 other defendants were police officers in L.A. and Long Beach, and several others had received police training. All of the officers had already been fired or suspended for various different reasons. The LAPD chief said, quote, "The reality is, no police department is immune from bad cops. No good cop wants to work with a bad cop. Today's announcement proves we're committed to getting rid of those who would tarnish the LAPD badge."
Well, good.
Yeah, it's nice. According to the indictments, though, the robbery crew stole 600 pounds of marijuana in one burglary.
In one burglary?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of marijuana to move from one place to another.
Well, they managed to handle it. They probably packed it in their squad cars.
I can't imagine you put 600 pounds of marijuana in a squad car.
If you have more than one.
Yeah, not just one squad car, I'm sure.
Right, this was a crew of cops showing up in squad cars, busting into people's houses at gunpoint, and taking drugs.
Remember, there were 19 people that were a part of this group.
Now, that doesn't mean all 19 were active at once.
No, but they had enough that they could probably have more than one car there.
Yep, let's see, 600 pounds of marijuana in one burglary and another nabbed television sets from a truck. So they robbed the back of a delivery truck. Prosecutors said that in one case, two men dressed as police officers robbed a man outside of a store of $45,000 worth of pseudoephedrine pills, which were then used to make methamphetamine. Amazing.
Wow.
This is what the war on drugs has wrought on the American people. Mm. Corruption of our police. The people that are supposed to be protecting and serving are just serving themselves. 800-259-9231.
It's the lure of easy money.
You take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. Bring up whatever issues on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
1-800-259-9231. We got an email from the federal agent. I want to get to that coming up here. Plus, of course, your calls about anything. But first, a state bill in Missouri is actually, well, coming really close, darn close, to establishing an official state religion. Now, here in America, that sort of thing's not supposed to happen. In fact, that's one of the reasons why people came here in the first place, was because in the United Kingdom, there was an official state religion. And the Puritans, for instance, didn't really care for that. The Quakers, they didn't care for that, and so they decided to escape that idea, and they came over here to the United States so they could pursue their religious freedom.
Right.
So it's one of the reasons why this country was founded in the first place, was people trying to escape a state-approved religion. Well, now we have Missouri legislators in Jefferson City considering a bill that would name Christianity the state's official majority religion. This, according to KMOV.com. House Concurrent Resolution 13 is currently pending in the state legislature. Many Missouri residents had not heard about the bill until Thursday. Karen Arosti of the Anti-Defamation League, along with other watch groups, began a letter-writing campaign this week to stop the resolution. The resolution would recognize, quote, a Christian God, and it would not protect minority religions, but, quote, protect the majority's right to express their religious beliefs. Whoa, 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 what? What? Since when do you need to protect the majority's right to express anything in America? If you're in the majority, you already have the right to say what you want to say. Nobody will question it because you're in the majority, and if they do question it, they can't do anything about it anyway. So here you are, passing a law to protect Christians' right to express their beliefs?
Ridiculous.
We already have the First Amendment, and it's the Christians...
Are Christians being stopped from expressing their beliefs? I mean, besides jamming their beliefs down other people's throats, and I'm not saying all Christians do that, but some sure want to. Are they being stopped? Besides the jamming part, are they being in any way stopped from expressing their religion?
Well, they'll claim that they're being stopped from posting the Ten Commandments in the courtroom.
That's jamming it down people's throat. I paid for that courtroom, and I may not want that Ten Commandments there.
But they're in the majority, say they.
I don't care. That's jamming it down somebody's throat.
I agree with you. The resolution also recognizes that, quote, a greater power exists. Unquote. And only Christianity gets to receives what the resolution...
You know, now that they've legislated it, it's true.
They're going to pass a law that says there is a God.
That's what they're doing.
Wow.
A greater power.
It's like the stupid judge that pardoned Jesus 2,000 years late.
Well, for all we know, the greater power in their mind could be the state. I mean, it's not saying that it's a God. Christianity receives in the bill what they call, quote, justified recognition. State Representative David Sater of Cassville in southwestern Missouri sponsored the resolution, but he's refused to talk about it on camera or even over the phone. What's up with that, man? Why don't you spread the word about Christianity? Aren't you supposed to be forthcoming with your religious beliefs? Aren't you supposed to be talking about these things if you're a Christian?
You supported a bill. Defend your position. Just...
Apparently, they've contacted, I love this guy's name, Matt Blunt, the governor, contacted his office to find out where he stands, and he also has yet to respond.
Of course.
So currently, this is in the works. Whether or not it's going to make it through, another question, but It just shows how the audacity of these people. It's outrageous to me. What do you think about this? 800-259-9231.
I couldn't believe it when I read it. Don't they have something better to do?
Well, apparently, in this country, apparently there's this movement amongst the certain Christian groups that is spreading the word that they're under attack, that they need to protect their religion because government is attacking them, and they're prohibiting Christmas displays, and they're attacking Jesus.
And marriage, for God's sakes, marriage is being bastardized.
Right.
I'm sorry, if two guys want to get married, it has nothing to do with your marriage.
Well, there, of course, everybody on this marriage issue is approaching it from the wrong direction. The real issue with marriage is whether or not government should be involved in any of it. And it shouldn't. Marriage licenses were originally created back in the 1800s, I believe, after the Civil War, to prevent blacks and whites from marrying, or to heavily discourage it.
And either way, another issue that I have with this whole gay marriage thing is if someone... I will shut up and I will support a ban on gay marriage if someone can prove to me one instance of a normal heterosexual marriage falling apart because somewhere in the world a gay couple got married. If you could show me a husband and wife that stopped loving each other because two completely unrelated men got married somewhere else in the world and somehow it destroyed the foundation of this loving marriage, heterosexual marriage that had been going on for years... You can prove that to me, I might listen to your side. But until then, shut your damn mouth.
You know, I know there are a lot of Christians that listen to Free Talk Live and they like the pro-liberty message and they're principled pro-liberty individuals, but these other Christians are really ruining the public appearance of your religion. They are real. You need to put a stop to this because you guys are the only ones that can do it, apparently. You need to just tell these people to lay off. Stop passing so many laws to legislate morality and to legislate, in this case, to officialize your religion. You're going to pass a law that's going to recognize a Christian God and protect your majority's right to express your religious beliefs and recognize Christianity as the justified recognition that it deserves. You're going to pass laws to tout your religion? You really just, I mean, the more this goes on, the more and more... I don't have any respect left for Christianity. Well, I just don't.
It does sort of serve everyone right that thinks that democracy is a good idea. Because, well, now you got yourself a state religion.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Well,
not quite yet. But.
Well, and it's not democracy. It's the representatives that are doing this. It's the legislators that are doing this.
God knows if they would put it up for a referendum, I'll bet everybody would vote for it.
Yeah, you're right, Manwich. I'm surprised. You know what? You're giving them ideas now. I'm surprised they haven't tried that one yet.
Yeah.
They vote for everything that they put up for referendums.
Well, I'm sure that some state will come along with it quickly after this.
This is your show. You take control of your airwaves. Toll free. 1-800-259-9231. Well, here's an email that I promised you from the federal agent. It says, I listen to your show. Keep listening to your show, but you have to tell Manwich he's wrong about one thing. Last week, he said Japan didn't have a military.
And we do, just so you know, we do enjoy telling Manwich he's wrong.
Oh,
so
yes.
Any opportunity.
It gives me great pleasure. Sorry, but they do. It's called the Self-Defense Force. And they're beginning to do global things again. They provide some civil engineering type work in Iraq, and their Navy's beginning to do some blue water exercises, which he says means going across
deep
the
water.
Ocean. It may be a minor point, but if I'm willing to look into it when y'all say that I should look into things that are wrong, except for leaving my federal job, I kind of like what I'm doing. So this is, by the way, the federal agent who has started to listen to Free Talk Live on his daily workouts.
I don't think that everybody who has a state or government job should leave it simply because they're a good libertarian. I don't think that that's necessarily the case.
I don't think I made that suggestion. We didn't make that suggestion.
I don't think so.
I think Johnson might have suggested it or
perhaps
something like that. I kind of like the idea of having libertarians in governmental positions because there's some level of monkey wrenching that they can do. There's some level of screwing with the system from the inside that they can engage in.
Or just being an advocate for smaller government.
Are you suggesting they sabotage the government?
Me? I didn't make any suggestion like that. I don't know what you're talking about. 800-259-9231. Monkey wrench? Does that mean sabotage? Anyway, more coming back. The Fed still has more to say here. And he has some interesting opinions. We're going to leave it to him. Coming up here, 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
If you're an internet political activist, pay close attention. The Federal Election Commission, FEC for short, is about to make your life difficult. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Last September, a federal judge ruled, quote, to permit an entire class of political communications to be unregulated would permit an evasion of campaign finance laws. That means if you forward a campaign press release using an email list, post a campaign ad on your blog, or link to a candidate's website from your homepage, then you may well be required to register with the government and file complicated reports. You'll probably need a lawyer, too. And what the FEC won't tell you is that none of these rules will apply to MSNBC or the New York Times website. This shouldn't happen in America. You have First Amendment rights. Visit DownsizedDC.org to free the Internet. A one-sentence law can stop this unconstitutional insanity. That's DownsizedDC.org.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. That's toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have the bulletin board system there with literally thousands of posts for you to surf around through. I believe over 89,000 posts. There's over 1,200 people interacting there, and it's totally free. Various different topics, everything from fun stuff to serious issues. You'll find it all on the bulletin board system, and you can get there by going to bbs.freetalklive.com. Again, that's bbs.freetalklive.com. We're in the midst of an email, and you can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. We don't guarantee to read them on the air. And by the way, I am so backed up. So if I don't respond to your email, I make a point of responding to every single email that that comes in, unless it's just a forward or something like that. Even in that case, sometimes I'll still respond. Thank you for emailing. But we were out of town for a couple days last week, Manwich, and we didn't really have a lot of internet access. And oh my gosh, is my email box full. So if you haven't gotten a response, do accept my apologies. All right, so this one from the federal agent says, hey, on the states imposing bad driver taxes, I agree that there's no excuse for that. There's got to be a way to fight it in court by arguing double jeopardy. By the way, what he's talking about is last week we found out that there's four states in America that have what they call driver responsibility taxes. So if you gain or if you get 6 points on your driver's license, these states will then impose this tax on you. And they'll send you a bill saying, hey, you've got 6 points on your driver's license. Now you owe us $100 a year. Or or a one-time payment of $300, because it's for a three-year period
right.
That it goes on for.
So you could just stop it by...
This is for real, Torgo. Four states. And there's a variety of different other things. That it's not just if you get 6 points on your license. If you get a DUI, they tax you on that. So he's saying you could fight it on double jeopardy, but that's I don't think that's the case, because it's something different. It's not like they're charging you with the same thing twice. It's a totally different situation. You get your speeding ticket, you pay that, and that speeding ticket adds points to your license, so then you violated the driver responsibility law.
Yeah, I think you might be right.
So double jeopardy's not going to save you on that one. I admit I'm ashamed of Bush, says the federal agent, and now I don't know if I could vote Republican again. You know how he feels, don't you, man?
I absolutely do. It happened to me. It was shortly after 2000 that it happened to me, but it happened.
He says, so here's a moral question for you. What is the greater sin? Voting for a Republican because you don't want a Democrat to win under any circumstances? Or not voting for a Libertarian because you think it will be a wasted vote?
You know, I've had to struggle with this one. I know you get adamant about it, Ian, but I've definitely struggled with it. I even sort of thought about it during the 2004 election.
Mm-hmm.
But really, what's the difference? I mean...
Yeah.
All it is the Republicans want to pickpocket my wallet in order to grow their military and their police force, and the Democrats want to pickpocket my wallet in order to grow their social programs and give money away to the poor.
Well,
what difference does it make? Bush has grown the government more than Clinton did.
Yes, and that's such a great point.
I mean, I should vote for Clinton.
What you should do...
If I'm a small government conservative, that is.
What you should do is vote for what you really want. And if what you really want is less government... If what you really want is less taxes, less government intrusion in your life, the only choice, as far as the political candidates out there, is the Libertarian candidate.
You know,
I'm sorry.
The Libertarian candidate will win if everybody votes for him.
Right.
I mean, that's the truth, right?
If everybody votes for him,
he'll win.
Right.
So, go ahead and do it. That's all.
Here's another point. When you vote for the Libertarian candidate, you're saying, I agree with you. I agree with your less government positions. I agree. I want to get the government out of my life. Here's my vote. You have it. That's what you're saying. I agree with you. When you vote for a Republican because you want to avoid a Democrat getting into office, or vice versa, if you vote for a Democrat because you want to avoid the Republican, you're not telling that person with your vote, you're not telling them anything different. You're telling them, I agree with you. Mr. Republican, I agree that we should pass new laws to regulate people's moral behavior. Or Mr. Democrat, I agree with the welfare state. They don't know what you're voting for. They don't know that when you're voting, you're really voting to prevent the other person from getting in. They don't know that. They take it as an endorsement of their terrible ideas.
Right.
Not only that, one of my favorite lines actually comes from Gary Nolan when he was campaigning for the Libertarian presidential candidacy in 2004. At a presentation, someone asked him why they should vote Libertarian as opposed... Isn't that like throwing away a vote?
Right.
And he said, I don't know about you, but I would much rather vote for something that I want and not get it than vote for something I don't want and end up stuck with it.
That's a good line.
And that's how a lot of people are right now with Bush.
They're stuck with him.
We're stuck.
And you made the point about Clinton. Bush is spending more than twice... About twice, actually, what Bill Clinton spent in his 8 years. Over 8 years of Bill Clinton, George Bush has already outpaced him. Already created more government. And we're not even talking about the military. That's extra military spending. He's increased it like crazy.
Yep.
So go ahead and look at the numbers. It doesn't matter if you get a Democrat in versus a Republican. They're both going to grow government. The only thing they differ about is very slightly as to where they want to grow the government. As to what areas. And really, look at the Republicans. For all their talk about smaller government, there hasn't been a single government program that has been eliminated from Washington.
They're not even inching that way.
No. The Republican... Remember we talked about the Republican House leader? I don't even remember what his name is. But he was saying... He was bemoaning how, oh, there's no more. We can't cut it back any further. We have slashed and burned this government beyond recognition. What? How could any Republican read that statement and possibly continue drinking the Kool-Aid? I just don't understand it. If what you want is less government, you have to vote Libertarian. Otherwise, just stay home, because there's really no point in voting for Republicans and Democrats. They're just going to bring you more government every time. And at least the Democrats are honest about it. At least they'll tell you straight to your face that's what they want. Republicans lie about it every election. More coming back. Free Talk Live. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month. And you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Did you know that business opportunity seekers worldwide are discovering the powerful opportunities in foreign exchange trading? In Forex, there are no employees, advertising, products, or organizations to build. It's just you, the internet, and your computer. With specialized personal training, you too will be able to make big money in the world's largest market. If you're searching for an alternative to more traditional home-based business opportunities, then Forex trading is for you. The $2 trillion a day Forex currency exchange market offers exciting opportunities in volatile times when other markets are unstable and insecure. This powerful Forex training program will teach you how risk can be managed very advantageously to minimize the downside while still maximizing the upside potential. To learn more about this exciting and profitable training opportunity, check out WebTactical.com. Sign up to begin your new career today. That's WebTactical.com or call 1-800-625-9039. That's 1-800-625-9039 today.
Did you know you could be punishing your diesel engine if you don't use a diesel fuel conditioner in the winter? Winter conditions don't just call for an anti-gel, but a host of additives, as diesels have trouble in the winter, especially when idling. SFR Desol, with its multifunctional additive package, prevents soot buildup, maximizes performance, and improves mileage. If you want to run longer, run stronger, use SFR Desol diesel fuel conditioner. Call 888-USE-SFR-1 for a store near you.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Moments remain here. If you want to sneak your call in, now would be the time to make it. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Got all kinds of neat stuff on our website, and it's all for free. The bulletin board system, archives, wiki, updates, live streaming, and more, all on the house. Now, in return for that, we're asking you to voluntarily contribute $3 a month to the show. It's called the AMP program. Advertise, market, and promote is what it stands for. You can go get more information at amp.freetalklive.com. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. But in a nutshell, for $3 a month, we're going to take that money in and turn it right back around into advertising for the show. We're going to promote the show amongst the radio industry. We're going to get more internet listeners as a result of it. And it's working. You can see evidence of that at amp.freetalklive.com. And once we reach our goal, everybody's going to benefit, because when we reach our $10,000 a month goal, we are going to reduce the commercial time on the show by 25%. Serious promises, we're going to make good. Amp.freetalklive.com. To the phones we go. It is your show, To the Christian Anarchist. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich. Hello, Gene.
Hey, you guys shouldn't let little children play with the microphone unattended.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about those two guys you left in front of the microphone last week.
Well, there was three of them.
Yeah, there were three of us in here.
Three guys, okay.
Well, are you telling me you didn't enjoy the show, Gene? I thought they were doing a fine job.
Oh, the show was okay, I guess.
But all right, Gene. Well, next time we'll let you do it. Just like, what's on your mind?
Well, they threw some figures out, and I had to straighten them out now because they were talking about 1 in 10 women die in childbearing. So I had to go and look it up on the Internet. And, of course, it's not even anywhere near close to the truth.
I can't imagine that's true.
Wait a minute. Who said what stat?
It was 1 in 10. No, 1%. 1 in 100.
Actually, the stat that was given was 600,000 women worldwide die in childbirth every year, and mistakenly that was translated into 1% on the air, whereas in fact it's like 1/100th of a 1/1000th of a percent.
Okay, well, if you go to North American statistics, it's 1 in 3,700.
There you go.
If you go to some developing countries, it can be 1 in 48. So
okay.
Developing countries certainly can be higher.
Yeah, but well, thanks for the correction.
We're primarily focusing on the United States, but we're talking about 1 in 3,700.
Okay. So what?
So the risk is extremely low of dying in childbirth for the
fascinating.
Woman.
Fascinating, Gene. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. So I guess this point, you guys were talking about abortion when that statistic came up.
Yeah, we were talking about South Dakota passing a ban on abortion that... The only exception would be when the life of the mother was in danger. So rape and incest pregnancies would still have to be carried to term.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
And then the rapist would be the father of a...
Yeah, and under the law still be afforded the same legal rights as any other blood father would have.
I'm sorry, those of you that feel so strongly about abortion really just need to stay away from passing laws. And you really need to just... Try to persuade people to think the way that you do. That's really all that you should be able to do. Stop passing laws, because it's not going to do anything. It's just going to draw people underground to seek their abortions from black market doctors, or travel to another state to have it done, or whatever their solution's going to be. Why do we have to force people that don't want kids to have them?
I'm not sure that Gene was advocating that. I think it's all
no,
he was
Gene
saying.
Would never advocate a law. He was just correcting us. I'm just telling that to those of you out there that think that you can... End abortion by passing laws against it. Get real. We're done for tonight. It's been Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
You can't prohibit anything with the government. It doesn't matter if it's alcohol or drugs or abortions. You learn that lesson now or learn it the hard way later. We're done for tonight. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. If the